Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan. Inside the clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball. Sign your kids up now for July open tryouts at focusbaseball.com. Ages 6 to 17.
All right, here we go. Let's get to our guy, Andrew Wagner, brought to you by Focus Baseball. Again, covers the Brewers, as you just heard, for Forbes Sports. Mr. Wagner, since you are not joining us on our brand new YouTube channel for The Fan, where we are streaming live right now, make sure to do that in the future if you've not checked us out on streaming yet. Day one, actually, show one. We've never streamed before. Up until right now. So, you know, we're breaking into the 21st century. We're getting there eventually, one day or another. Drew Wagner, I was told you cannot join us because you are floating somewhere in this country. So where are you floating?
I'm in a undisclosed flotation device on a undisclosed water body in an undisclosed portion of the state of Wisconsin. Where are you? You sound like you're in a graduation party or something.
We are at Summerfest at the Hole in One Challenge with Lexus out here doing our show Thursdays and Fridays, Wisconsin Sports Daily. Throughout the run of Summerfest, every Thursday and Friday, we are out here. There is a nice breeze blowing, but if you are in the sun, you will get toasty quickly. But that breeze keeps it kind of cool. I'm assuming, I don't know where you are, but I'm assuming that it is also relatively warm wherever you may be.
Yeah, it is hot out here, and I would have joined in video, but I didn't think anyone wanted to see me shirtless wearing a double canister beer helmet floating down a river. So, you know, I'm sparing the good people.
I think it would have went viral myself. Probably would have been good for ratings, but that's okay. Nonetheless, let's talk about this Brewers team splitting with the Chicago Cubs. After the game last night, Pat Murphy kind of took some shots at the Cubs from the aspect of the rain in the forecast, like, why aren't we playing too? Like, what's going on? And they rescheduled it till, you know, the middle of August. This isn't the first time the Brewers and Cubs have had their tussle about cancellations and delaying games and so forth. If you look at the Cardinals and the White Sox, they were playing in Chicago. They got canceled just like the Brewers and Cubs did on Wednesday. They played a doubleheader yesterday, the White Sox and the Cardinals. So to me, doesn't make much sense. I'm with Pat Murphy. Why you wouldn't just schedule a doubleheader yesterday?
Yeah, it was goofy, but I think part of it has to do with the Cubs, and they've got a moneymaker in Wrigley Field. So if they can, they're doing a split doubleheader in that game in August, which means separate tickets to each game. They can sell the tickets that they wouldn't have been able to use the next day on short notice. You know, that's what it comes down to for me. Like, obviously, there's, you know, being able to keep your pitching staff well-rested and all that stuff. But, man, at the end of the day, it all comes down to the dollar. Always about the dollars, just like Joe Pesci said in Casino.
That's fine. I think from a Brewers perspective, I'm actually okay with it. I don't think if I'm Pat Murphy, I'm complaining the way Pat Murphy complained after the game. The reason is, is because hopefully by the time we get to the middle of August, this team will have added an extra bat to this lineup, added some power, and will be better able to contend with the Cubs' offense by the time we get to the middle of August. I think it kind of plays to the Brewers' benefit, providing they add something between now and then.
Yeah, there's pluses and minuses to it. I mean, that is one of the things you could take into account. Not that I think a bat is going to cure all the Brewers' offensive woes, because, again, at the end of the day, you know, your bat, you figure your bat's going to replace third base, right? Well, you right. still need Rhys Hoskins to snap out of it. You still need Christian Yelich to stay high. You still need Joey Ortiz to snap out of it. So, like, that's another story for another day. So, yeah, there's the benefit of facing them again when you're a little bit different team. They also might be a different team, too. You know, they could go out and add a stud pitcher at the deadline. They could do something to shore up their weaknesses. And you add into the fact that it's coming in the middle of a pretty, you know, brutal stretch of games at a critical time of year when guys are going to be dinged up already, when guys are going to be running on fumes. Like, there's pluses and minuses to it. I think the best situation would have been to play the doubleheader yesterday and let the chips fall, but again, I don't make the decisions down in Northern Illinois.
Talking with Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports, Brewers writer. Again, follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Brought to you by Focus Baseball. Summer tryouts coming up here in the next couple of weeks. Check that out. Check them out online at FocusBaseball.com. Mr. Wagner, we have Jacob Mizorowski on the mound tonight. Start number two, and we're going to do this more in the 4 o'clock hour as far as what should expectations be for Mizorowski tonight in his second start against the Minnesota Twins. We'll have the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook with Tommy Wirtz before every Brewers game, our 60-minute pregame show from 6 to 7 tonight on The Fan, 1250 a.m. and 105.7 FM. Expectations for you, because they were horrible expectations his first start, so let's see if you've learned your lesson. What are expectations tonight in his second start?
I mean, I don't know what to expect, because last time was a unique situation. I think it'll be a little bit better for him to not have the pressure cooker environment of Wrigley and the division rival and, you know, a pennant chase, if you can call it that, in the middle of June. But at the same time, you know, maybe that's what he needed for his next time out, to have that same energy, that same juice. You know, Minnesota, Target Field is not Wrigley Field, and that's not a knock on their fans, but it's not going to be as intense as it was down there. On the bright side is there should be a lot of cheesers making the trek across yes. the St. Croix River, so that could make it feel a little bit like a home tilt for him. I'm not sure what to expect. I mean, he's got one start in the big leagues. It was a very good start. Does that mean he's going to go out and do it again? Probably not. But I think the baseline is probably 5 innings. It's a good.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Start if he holds him to one or two runs, and doesn't fall into a deep hole early. But I really don't know what to expect. A young guy, the second time out, it could go either way.
See, that for me, I want something a little more substantial going into this necessarily. We'll get into that more at 4:20. When we talked about this Brewers offense, we talked about it a little bit earlier with Tim Dillard as far as looking for that consistency still as far as how to go about this. Rhys Hoskins was hot earlier, hitting .130 now in the month of June is Rhys Hoskins. How do you treat him? Because Murphy has treated Churio like the golden child and really doesn't like moving him all around. And if he's gold, then Yelich is platinum because he really doesn't like moving him around in the lineup. But, you know, Tim Dillard brought up something. If Isaac Collins is hitting .280, .285 in the month of June and hitting the ball as well as he is, maybe there's consideration moving Isaac Collins up in the lineup, and maybe that's at the expense of Rhys Hoskins until he gets going again.
Yeah, you know, it is something to keep in mind, especially being a switch hitter. That gives you a little bit more flexibility to do that and not have to worry about, you know, pitching matchups later in the game. You got to put guys that are producing in run-producing spots. And right now, it plain and simple, Rhys Hoskins is not getting it done. Now, he's always been a bit of a streaky hitter. We've seen it this year. We saw it, you know, in the past when he was in Philadelphia. But they got to figure out something because they have got to be able to put runs up on the board on a regular basis. Because the way this offense is built and the way this offense is functioning, it's not happening right now. And they are not going to win a lot of games if they keep having to scrape out, you know, games like they have the last couple of weeks. Yesterday, notwithstanding, when they came out there and they put an 8 spot out there, all right, great. But those times have been few and far between.
You know, that's the other part about this, too, as we talk about this going ahead. Because I've had people call in and go, hey, man, you know, if they're five games over .500, they are who they are at this point. But I disagree with that. I mean, you play .500 ball here for a couple weeks, and all of a sudden you roll off six, seven games in a row. What happens? All of a sudden you're 10 over, and everything changes. From your perspective, where do you think this team ends up looking like at the end of the year?
I still think it's going to be a race down to the wire with the Brewers and Cubs. I really do. I don't think the Cubs run away with this thing. Their pitching is a question right now. And the thing about hot offenses is they always go into a cold stretch. No matter how good you are, they run into a cold stretch. Unless even the Yankees. I mean, look what happened to them over the last week or two. They went into a bit of a lull, and they've got probably the greatest offensive lineup in baseball. You know, the Cubs are a very good team. I'm not taking that away from them. The division right now is theirs for the taking. But staying that hot offensively throughout the course of a season with a pitching staff that's missing its ace, that's a tough bill. I do think the Brewers will try to improve offensively at the deadline. But it goes back to what I said before. That's not going to be the cure-all. And they've got guys that aren't going anywhere, that can't go anywhere, that shouldn't go anywhere because they're part of your core, that just aren't getting the job done. You need those guys to get going as much as you need adding in a third baseman.
This target field for the Twins versus the dome with a baggy wall out there, which is a better home field advantage for that team in your opinion?
I think the dome was a much better advantage, man. I mean, that, even on a half full night in a big game, that place was loud. Like, that place held the sound. You know, you had all the weird aerodynamics of it. I think it was a crummy place to watch a baseball game. There was nothing novelty about it. But it was a good home field advantage for those guys. Plus, he had the turf in there. Like, it was an entirely different game. Target Field is nice. It has charm, but also doesn't have a damn roof, which is ridiculous. Hello to you, Rami. I know you're tuned in. Put a roof on it. But it doesn't have that. It doesn't have the sound. It doesn't have the noise. It doesn't have the din. It doesn't have the, you know, the Homer Dome. And that's what it was. It was the Homer Dome. I think in terms of home field advantage, I give the nod to the Metrodome. In terms of place of going to watch a game, obviously Target Field.
This is my question for you. If you were building a stadium for a Major League Baseball team, it doesn't matter to me where you are. Pick anywhere in the country. do you put a roof on it because of that?
I mean, yeah. Although if I'm building a stadium, no matter where it is, I'm not including any seats or stands for spectators. I'm just including a press box for myself and everyone else can watch on TV.
What is wrong with you? Charlie, what is wrong with this man? What is wrong with him?
I don't think there's anything that wrong with that.
Oh, really? So you'd be cool not going to games then going forward? You're just cool just watching on TV, being all right?
I mean, I like going to the games, but I don't go to that many games. It's nice to go, but it's sometimes hard to find the time.
Do you know how
grumpy old man?
Don't you really remember?
Oh, exactly.
Don't you remember back in COVID with those games with no fans in the stands?
Loved it.
That was awful. Awful.
Loved it.
They always had a replay online for me to watch it.
In under 5 minutes every day. Oh, it was great. None of my idiot friends texting me drunk saying, "Hey, whoa, come have a beer with us. Hey, here's a picture of you in the press box." It was great. It was just me.
You've turned into grumpy old media guy. It's really unfortunate. I thought it would take another
10 or 15
years. I love
the pandemic. I didn't have to hug anybody. I didn't have to shake hands.
Oh,
I didn't have to see anybody.
Charlie, who said ever, "I love the pandemic"? Do you know anybody else that has ever uttered those words other than our guy Drew White?
No, I think he's the first person I've said. I do agree, though, I don't like hugging people. Like, if people hug me, I'm not a fan of a hug.
I'll say this.
Are the reason we had a pandemic, because they're always, "I don't care if you like hugs, I'm going to hug you anyway." You people, you are the reason COVID happened.
Yes, Drew Wagner. Follow him on Twitter by Andrew Wagner. Maybe he'll post some topless pics of himself there. You can see him floating on a river somewhere in the country. And if that happens, I have no access to my Twitter account because I seemingly I have to have an authenticator and some other stuff. Apparently, you get on Twitter now.
Fortunately, I have my backup phone, which already has a shattered screen and busted camera, so there will be no photographic evidence of anything that transpires on this trip.
That's too bad. I remember Bart Winkler taking his topless pictures in the bathtub and putting those on social media. Mike Clemens being pretty much naked in the producer studio and that going on social media. I mean, we've done everything here at the Fan in the past with people without clothes on. Drew Wagner, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate you.
Stay hydrated, kids.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.